Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford.
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
He won't come. He's too busy.
Jenny, of course he'll come.
Happy birthday!
Dad!
I know. You guys didn't think I'd make it, but come on. Could I really miss my son's birthday? Here you go, Dan.
Thanks, Dad. But today's Jenny's birthday.
Give me that. Happy birthday, Jenny!
Need to get closer to your family?
Nice football, Dad.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, omedetto,
小さなプレゼント、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、おめでとう自分に、
ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、ハッピーバースデー、
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries, sometimes political speeches and real-world historical events, mixed in between and on top of the music that usually follows a different weekly theme. And this evening, we're training new DJs, Alfred and Hannah. Alfred, welcome once again, your second appearance here on our 91.5 FM airwaves. And Hannah, you trained with another DJ last week, but you're here to finish your training.
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. And so this is a good time to... Oh, actually, you know, I was making mistakes here because I didn't turn on your microphones. Now, if you get a little closer and talk, and yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's much better. And I think part of the training here involves me telling the trainees what to do and then going ahead and blatantly making the mistake myself and it being ha ha ha. So the microphones must be turned on. The appropriate microphones must be turned on. So, yep, we're having a training session, but for the first part of the show, we are having a birthday theme. Yes, a very special birthday themed training episode going out to two of my loyal Sound Collage listeners. Well, one in particular, Reed Gustafson, who is celebrating 34 years of existence in 2 days. And also his wonderful wife, Mary Kate, who is going to be helping him celebrate, especially this evening. And our first main set is going to be filled with all sorts of birthday-related songs and audio clips from who knows where to commemorate Reed's upcoming birthday. We began the show with, a public service message, actually, from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. That was called Birthday Party from their Homefront series. And then, this being a Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme sound collage, as opposed to a Tears of the Gods, we have Japanese music that always begins those Plastic Sushis. And that was the Japanese band Denki Groove and Happy Birthday from their Vitamin album. Backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos with her epic ambient masterpiece Winter from the perfect album Sonic Seasonings, originally released in 1972. So, yeah, the structure of this show is for the first hour, we're going to be playing you a whole bunch of birthday music, and then Hannah and Alfred will be coming on and playing sets of their music for you. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from Laurie Anderson, Stevie Wonder, and Chuck U, and also two different versions of a Sugar Cube song featuring their singer, the artist now known as Bjork. Also, a stereo recording I made of my cat Miso eating her dinner on the eve of her 19th birthday. And then we're going to be bringing that birthday set going out to Reed to a climactic close with a contender for my favorite ever Beatles song. But first, this being a Plastic Sushi, here's the Japanese female duo Chiba Mato with a song about birthday cake. And it all starts now, here, on the what's going on here? Yeah, it starts a little low, but it's happening now.
Sweet. Yes, I'm cooking for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday. Four days into my bowl at the milk of 2 months ago. It's Mardi, Mom, isn't it? I don't give a flying fuck about. Love.
isn't it?
Extra sugar, extra salt, extra oil, energy. Extra sugar, extra salt, extra oil, energy. It's very sweet. Dum 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 dum. I'm definitely a bad girl.
free, and so you're born, and so they say, you're free. So happy birthday. And even if you're born to lose, even if you're a complete wreck when you were born, you might still grow up to be president, because you're free.
Today you might be an average citizen, a civilian, a pedestrian, but tomorrow you might be elected to some unexpected office or sell your novel and suddenly become famous. Or you could get run over by a truck, and your picture could get into the papers that way. Because you're free, and anything might happen, so happy birthday.
Gee, all those lights and all those screens. The New York experience is mind-boggling. I don't think I've ever seen that many screens before, and I'll probably come again. It was really amazing, mind-boggling.
You're walking, and you don't always realize it, but you're always falling at the same time. With each step, you fall forward. Over and over, you're falling, then catching yourself falling. And this is how you can be walking and falling at the same time.
Look, over there, it's a real dog, and it's really talking.
I wanted you, and I was looking for you, but I couldn't find you. I wanted you, and I was looking for you all day, but I couldn't find you. I couldn't find you.
Well, I paid my money, and I've got this funny feeling that somehow, you know, it's not what I paid my money for. I mean, I paid my money, and I just don't think this is what I paid my money. You know, what I paid my money for.
No one has ever looked at me like this before. No one has ever stared at me for so long like this. This is the first time anyone has ever looked at me like this. Stared at me like this for such a long time, for so long.
Well, he didn't know what to do, so he decided to just watch the government and see what the government was doing, and kind of scale it down to size and run his life that way.
She said the hardest thing to teach her 3-year-old kid was what was alive and what wasn't. The phone rings, and she holds it out to her kid and says, "It's Grandma, talk to Grandma." But she's holding a piece of plastic. And the kid says, "Hey, wait a minute. Is the phone alive? Is the TV alive? What about that radio? What is alive in this room and what isn't?" Unfortunately, she doesn't know how to ask these questions.
We were in a large room full of people, all kinds, and they'd all arrived at the same time. They were all free, and they were all asking themselves the same question. What is behind that curtain? They were all free, and they were all wondering what would happen next.
This is the time, and this is the record of the time. This is the time, and this is the record of the time.
You're running and you don't know. the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no parking in the red zone. Please stand clear of the moving platform. Please stand clear of the moving platform. Mr. Green, white courtesy telephone, please. Mr. Green, white courtesy telephone, please.
Okay, Miso. What time is it?
That's right, it's dinner time. Your last dinner as an 18-year-old cat. You're gonna be a 19-year-old cat in just a few hours.
Day, 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 day. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Message, Spawn?
None that I'm conscious of. Except, of course, happy birthday. Truly, the best of times.
Down. Could not have a day that would. key to unity of all people is in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Dream become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
They might let me watch.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. This is our special DJ training Reed birthday edition. We began that set. Well, that set was a full set of birthday songs going out to the birthday boy. Reed will be celebrating his 34th on Sunday there. And best wishes to his wonderful wife, Mary Kate, for helping him celebrate and giving me the idea to do this. We began with the Japanese female duo Chiba Mato and their birthday cake. And then it was the first of two songs from the Sugar Cubes featuring their lead singer, who went on to be known as Bjork. That was initially the Tommy D mix of Birthday from their album It's It. Then it was Laurie Anderson, So Happy Birthday, from her album Talk Normal, the Laurie Anderson anthology. And then it was me and my cat, Miso, recorded in 2015, the eve of her 19th birthday. I was feeding her and I used my Zoom H4N stereo recorder. The whole sequence of me teasing her a little bit first, and then picking up her water bowl, filling that with water, and then setting it down. And she knows what comes next. It's the food bowl. And you heard her munching away there. Sadly, Miso passed away. She didn't hit 20 years. She hit 19th, but she was a wonderful cat. Next up was a Chuck Yu contribution. Chuck Yu and various artists is a birthday party montage mix from Chuck Yu's Japanese Pop of the 80s. Then the Sugar Cubes with the Justin Robertson 12-inch mix of their song Birthday. Stevie Wonder was next with Happy Birthday. And the Beatles finished us off with perhaps my favorite Beatles song, Birthday, of course. The other contenders are really Revolution, all three versions of those, just in case you wanted to know that. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is an ambient epic from Irv Tie-Bell. This is an Alpine Blizzard, released on Environments 10 in 1979. So now we're going to be having our trainees come in and spinning some tunes for ya. And I am not going to be able to say exactly what song comes next, because I am going to be turning it over to our Rivendell Automation. And that's gonna be sorta kinda random to start. And then Alfred's going to come in and start playing you some of his music. He's going to, take a phone call, too, from somebody somehow, and then talk a bit on the air. And all that's going to, and then we're going to follow that with Hannah. But all of that starts right now, or as soon as Rivendell Automation starts up.